is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We are delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Deborah Brewster's with us. Welcome, Deborah.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Deborah. Now, you've got two locations where you spend time. One is in Missouri, and the other is in New Mexico.
Albuquerque.
Yeah, Albuquerque. And, you know, I was thinking about water. And, Deborah, you know, all over the globe, there are not many people, if you look at the globe, there are not many people who live in locations where there's not much water. Let me give you an example. If you look at the United States, most of the people live on the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, where the oceans are. And then they live around lakes and properties that are on the water command higher prices. So we like water. And I believe it's because we know that without water, we're dead. Absolutely. So that's the subject of today's class, water. Now, you live in New Mexico, Albuquerque, and also in the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. And there's a dramatic difference in the amount of water in those locations, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, there is. And, you know, the biggest thing, Vince, is that people have no comprehension how much water it takes for society to exist, you know, as we have it these days. And just jumping back into history, if you look when the English colonists came over to America, of course, you know, they came along in the Jamestown in Virginia, and they had to find, you know, the waterways, but it was because the water was a means of transportation. We didn't have the roads, the infrastructure, and those things of today. But what most, even they failed to realize, the water wasn't just there for a means of transportation. It was how critical water was for their very survival. And many of the early colonists died off because when they were in the Jamestown area, they were on what we might call a canal. There's estuaries, I believe is another word, and it's where the salt water merges with the clean, fresh drinking water. And during the winter, when the snow would come, and then, say, as of the spring, when it would melt, it would clean the waterways, and they would have, you know, good drinking water at that time. But as the summer got hotter, and then the rivers, the estuaries, and the water would flow backwards, what would happen is that the salt, the solidity of the water, would be, let's say, heightened to about 5 times where it became drinkable. Now, you talk about the East and the West Coast being bordered by water, and even down in Mexico, but the problem is it's not the type of water that we need for our human survival. And so, you know, 70% of the world is covered with water, again, but it's not the fresh water required for life sustaining needs or means. And so essentially, you know, water is the premium. But here in America, and not just the difference between Albuquerque and Missouri, we just take for granted. And as I was beginning to, you know, just kind of meditate a little bit about the demand for water and how vital it is. I mean, first of all, let's backtrack it to a little bit of humanity, or excuse me, anatomy. 70% of the human body, now there's some numbers, they vary slightly, but about 70% is made up of water. And for you to survive, I mean, you're going to need to be drinking. They say a little bit more than a gallon of water a day. And in fact, about 90% of our lungs are water, our brain, 70% is water, 80% of our blood is water. And human beings cannot function without water. And what happens is if you go into a dehydration because you don't have access to that clean water, you're first going to experience things like a dry mouth, you know, excessive thirst, dizziness, maybe some lightheadedness or weakness. But when, you know, countries where they really lack water and they get into severe dehydration, it causes things like convulsions and rapid breathing, weak pulses, you know, people's skins get loose. That's why when you see in Africa and stuff, it's not just the lack of body fat. It's also the skin loses its elasticity. The eyes get sunken. And, you know, ultimately it leads to heart failure. And see, we're so blessed in this country because we've had the ability and we've had the aquifers and the rivers and the lakes to meet our water needs, and we've had sanitation and things. But what you have is just with the explosion of the population, these things are very quickly changing. Right now in Africa and third world countries, they're saying about, I believe the numbers are, every 8 seconds, a child dies of dehydration, lack of drinking water. Imagine that. That's over 2 million people every year die just from the lack of water. And in this country, we have no, we just can't even get our arms around. We're ignorant, as a matter of fact, to how much water it takes to survive. My husband tells me I'm like a camel. I just don't drink a lot other than coffee. But in reality, we don't even realize what it takes from the day to day, how much water we actually use. I had a call from a sister that lives in Orange County, California, and she said, Deborah, I was shocked, and you're always telling me to get water. I couldn't believe when I got my water bill. I just happened to look down how many gallons I used. And she said, I wouldn't last a day. Oh, my God, I had no clue that her and her husband, that they used that much water. And relatively, the numbers she gave were right in the norm. The average household, I believe the numbers go, use about 400 gallons of water every single day. And hopefully I can bring some numbers, you know, and tell you how, what the impact is to our water sources beyond the issue of just even clean water. How do we clean it, have sanitary water? Some interesting things that I read was that when you have a cup of coffee, a 16-ounce of coffee, it's not the 16 ounces of water. It takes 139 gallons of water to make the coffee. And see, what people don't realize, there's what they call, I believe it's called virtual water. It's like how much water it takes to produce the commodities to give us the things that we enjoy. So to grow that coffee bean and the water requirements to get it to your coffee cup, 139 gallons. Imagine that. A glass of wine, the numbers are 29 gallons of water to produce the water necessary for the crop. Orange juice, 1 8-ounce glass of orange juice takes 67 gallons of water. Even a tomato is 13 gallons. I mean, it's hard for us to even get our arms around. We just, again, think of just the end product, what we consume. shockingly, even a cotton t-shirt, the water necessary to produce the cotton to make one t-shirt is 650 gallons of water. Can you even get your arms around this? And, you know, we talk about oil and peak oil and that, you know, our concerns with peak oil, but we can potentially find alternatives such as gas and coal and solar and, you know, wind turbine, you know, energy and just, you know, many different means to produce energy. But water is something that when we deplete those sources, it's not the replenishable type of commodity that we just think it is. We take it for granted in this country.
Deborah, you know, as you were saying this, I was thinking about the cows on a hot day. And let's say we have 100 cows here on the farm. A cow can drink about 30 gallons of water a day. So 100 cows would drink 3,000 gallons of water a day. Now, how much water is that? Well, if you take a 20-foot by 40-foot swimming pool, which would be a pretty darn large residential swimming pool, holds about 35,000 gallons of water. What we're saying is those cows, just 100 cows, would drink that swimming pool dry in about 10 days.
You know, it's funny that you should use that illustration. I have the statistics to produce 1 pound of ground beef. 1 pound takes 2,036 gallons of water, this virtual water, for 1 pound of beef.
Mm-hmm. It's
literally
serious.
Shocking.
Well, it's really serious because we had a drought a couple of years ago, and you were here during that drought. You're in the Missouri Ozarks. And we couldn't grow grass because there wasn't enough moisture for the grass plants to grow. So we didn't have feed, and we didn't have water for the cows. So what the state of Missouri did was they said, I'll tell you what, we'll help you farmers. We'll drill some wells, and we'll pay 90% of the cost of drilling a well. When we come back, I'll tell you the rest of the story. Deborah Brewster's with us.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS. due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy. The Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Deborah Brewster's with us, and we're talking about water. Deborah, in 2012, there was a massive, very, very serious drought here in Missouri, in the Ozarks. And the governor declared the entire state as a disaster area. It was that bad. Farmers couldn't grow grass because there wasn't enough moisture in the ground. The ground was parched. Ponds had dried up, and it looked like a desert scene, desert floor, where the ponds had these, the bottoms of ponds were cracked, and there's no water in these big cracks. And by the way, because of those cracks, you know, when it did finally start to rain, the ponds no longer held water. So now we have leaky ponds all over the Ozarks, including ours. So the government decided that they were going to help us out, and they announced that there was a program, an emergency program, to fund drilling water wells in Missouri. And the government would pay, the state government would pay 90% the cost of drilling a well. And all you had to do was apply. Well, I can tell you this, not one single farmer I know got any relief from the government's program. Not one. Because I think they only drilled like 10 wells. I mean, it was a sham. And that's what happens. We hang our hopes and beliefs that what the government says they actually mean, and they actually might help us. And it's just like Katrina. They let us down there. They let us down everywhere that they say they're helping us. So the bottom line was cows were dying, and many farmers sold their cows to other locations where there was water to keep the cows alive. But we and other animals all use an enormous amount of water, way, way, way more, as you're describing, than we could possibly imagine. So do we have Deborah? Did we lose Deborah?
Oh, I'm back, Vincent. You know I got out there.
Okay. Hey, Deborah, what I was saying was there was a program, a government program.
Yes, I heard that. I could hear you.
Okay. So, all right.
The amazing part, too, is when you talk about that with the program, I mean, Yeah, I was just fast-tracking ahead. You know that I'm in finances, my background professionally, and I was looking at some tax codes recently on the farm bill, and they were talking about how that there were certain credits that one could take for farmers that were forced to sell their cattle, you know, for reasons such as drought, and they had to prematurely get rid of the livestock or take certain losses as it related to, you know, liquidating their cattle and things. So
Right. Obviously,
even from our tax code, there's an underlying revelation. This is a serious issue.
It really, really is a serious issue. And I'll tell you what I did. In December of last year, I bought two concrete cattle waterers. Now, these things are about the size of a pickup truck bed. They're about almost 4 feet tall, about 6 feet long, and they hold about 300 gallons of water. And what you do is you bury them almost all the way in the ground, and then there's probably a 12-inch lip that rises above the ground where the cows can put their faces in there and drink water. And the plan is that in the wintertime, the earth that you cover, you pile dirt on top of the reservoir so that it insulates the water from freezing. And the plan is that you can fill this with pond water, you know, gravity fed or well water. And because the winters are so rough and the ponds freeze over and the cows can't drink out of the ponds or the streams because they're frozen, and because of the drought in the summer, I need to have a plan B, and that's what I did. I bought these two cattle waterers. And so, in addition, I bought some 330-gallon water tanks. Now, how big is 330 gallons? Well, these are these plastic totes, and they're in a metal cage. And you can buy them for about $100 on Craigslist, and you might be able to buy them locally. They're used for food in many circumstances. And 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, a cube, 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet, is about 330 gallons. So if you're wondering how much space is 330 gallons, not much. Not much at all. And I'm going to connect those cattle waterers to several of these tanks. But it's not going to get me very far. I need four of them to get through maybe one day. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, it's always a lot of fun being on the air with Deborah Brewster. She's a bundle of energy. And, Deborah, I miss seeing you at the meetups. I know that you're pretty
far away.
I'm hoping
to come back soon. I plan to be there the 19th.
The 19th. That's great. That's
Monday.
Great. And looking forward to seeing you here at the forum. Deborah, we've got a caller, Greg from Utah. Greg, K-Y-A-H, you're on with Deborah Brewster and me, Vin Finelli.
Yeah, thanks, Vincent. She's on one of my favorite subjects, and I'll tell her why in just a second. But I was just wondering what her background is with water, because she knows a lot of the facts about it, and if she's interested in solutions.
Let me mention a couple of things. Deborah Brewster is the chief financial officer of a corporation. She's a chief executive officer of a corporation. She's the president. She's done many things. She's a real estate investor, and she has her eyes wide open. And she is a prepper that is in overdrive. I'll share that with you. Deborah, you can share whatever else you'd like.
Well, the other thing, too, is that, you know, me and my husband own civil engineering companies. And so, we're involved in putting in infrastructure. Now, I kind of do more of the real estate and finance, but I'm very familiar with, you know, working with putting in infrastructure. And we also have a department that's actually our most profitable, which is our wastewater treatment department. And so we work with the municipalities, helping them put together, you know, the ability of wastewater treatment plants, things of this nature. But really, I don't consider myself a scholar as it directly relates to water. But, you know, I began as a prepper, you know, I begin to take an inventory of the things that are critical for the sustaining of my family. And, you know, I'm always out looking at real estate, but my prepper background has made me aware of how critical access to clean drinking water is. Just absolutely, probably the most important thing, that you're going to pick a piece of land to be able to take care of your family. And there's going to be this exodus away from the big cities. I mean, a huge part of our country, you know, live in big cities that cannot sustain themselves, especially the things that are ahead for this country. And I do have some statistics, and I'll cover them, but I want to give you the opportunity to also share, you know, a little bit of, you know, what information you'd like to share with the audience. But there's some pretty scary statistics as to what's happening in our cities with water.
Yeah, you've seen irrigation ponds or ponds that they use for to evaporate wastewater. There's a company that can actually cover that entire pond. Now, what I've been able to do is recover 100% of the distillate off that pond. I figured out a method to do it, and so we're talking about distilled water. And this can cover acres and acres. There's no end to the size that I can collect the distillation off of. What's that?
What's the science? How do you do it?
It's all solar. It's solar. And now let me tell you how I've been able to do that. I ended up drilling a well on a piece of land outside the city, of course, completely off-grid. And I looked into reverse osmosis. In fact, I even have what I call my white elephant RO unit. It's the consumption of power to collect the distillate, to purify that water is so ridiculous that it just doesn't make sense. So I began to do some, you know, experimenting, because the well I have is saltier than most oceans. And I figured out how to do a very large scale solar water still. And I began to realize that there is no end to it because of the method I'm doing as far as the size is concerned. And if you are interested in the solution, Vincent could give you my number and I can get you in touch with somebody. Right now she's overseas. She's flying to a different country. But when she gets back, if you really are interested in solutions and you have resources that you might be interested in, I have the solution. And it's so simple and so cheap that I'm frankly nervous about it, because it's really
not patent it.
What's that?
I said, can you patent it? Sounds like a money-making opportunity.
Sure, it's a money-making opportunity. But the thing is once it's out there, there's no, it's so simple that anybody could do it. That's the problem.
Uh-huh. Thank God, so,
Greg,
for that.
If I'm thinking about this properly, there's no moving parts on this, are there?
No, there's no moving parts at all, and it's so cheap. And there's a company that has figured out how to cover these ponds to keep the ponds from evaporating. Well, what if that pond's water is not drinkable? Well, we have the solution to that. Well, not only can it evaporate, but it will all be collected as distilled water.
Yeah.
And how hard is distilled water to filter? You can't get it anywhere.
You don't have to filter distilled water.
No.
It's funny that you talk about salt water in your well. people that were polluting it. America, where we have our pools, we're putting saltwater pools, when at least that could be an emergency source of water if they at least use, you know, regular water.
Well, let me tell you some opportunities. There's the Bahamas. Okay. And all those, what's his name? Bob Marley came from, what's that country? That's Jamaica. They've been putting garbage in their landfills ever since Columbus, and as a result, their groundwater is polluted, and now it makes everybody sick. So there's the solution for that. Texas.
Well, look at Mexico. Mexico, everybody knows the problems that Mexico has with their drinking water.
Yes, and also you've got Texas reusing their sewage water to treat it for drinking again.
Many cities have been doing that.
Yeah. Now, see, I've got the solution to that. But do you think I've been able to locate much interest in it?
Greg, I'll tell you what.
You know, we take it for granted.
After this broadcast, Greg, let's talk and let's get you on the air and we'll do a full hour about this. Greg, you are the program manager at KYAH in Utah. And you're living off the grid, and you've got a water distillation system that is very, very simple, almost free, not quite free, no moving parts, nothing to wear out except maybe replace some of the covering as the sun deteriorates.
That's about every 15 years.
And that's about it? Yeah. So,
Of course, you know, I do have to collect the salt out of it about every couple of years. I've got to go in there and remove the salt, but... saltwater solar ponds. Have you heard of those? They're using them in some of these countries in the Middle East, where they actually cover the pond that has salt water, and it heats it up to a certain degree, and they pump the water through tubes in that saltwater pond for the heat to generate electricity. Well, those ponds could be turned into drinking water and electricity generation.
We've got a delay, probably about 1 second delay between you and Deborah and me, so we'll just have to let each other take a turn. But you bring up a very interesting point, and we all have this, or almost all of us can see this point. If you go into your kitchen, and whether you live in an apartment or a mobile home or a trailer, or a house, or a mansion. If you go into the kitchen, you will find probably a refrigerator. And that refrigerator is dumping heat into the kitchen. At the same time during the summer, if you're fortunate enough to have air conditioning, you are taking heat out of that kitchen, out of that house, and dumping it outside. What I'm saying is we're not very smart. You know, we could dump the heat from the refrigeration unit outside, or into the ground, rather than dump it into the house and then remove it from the house.
Or heat water with it.
That's exactly right. So we're wasting energy everywhere we go because we're not thinking through the problem. We're not thinking through the situation. We're just, and that's how we do things in business and in this country. We just... we're project oriented. We are not solution oriented for the entire situation.
And you know,
Greg, I really appreciate your call.
Well, yeah, thank you, and be sure and get her, you know, my number, because if you've got any resources and she really wants to help, I mean, I can get her in touch with a lady who is handling this whole thing. Like I say, right now she's overseas. It's a complete solution, and it's so simple that for $300 I could go, say, into the Congo somewhere, and with a little bit of local labor, in a couple of days, for $300 worth of materials, put together something that would put out about 40 gallons of distilled water a day.
Wow.
And the only thing that these people would have to do is bring their dirty water in, put it in the still, and then maybe wipe their little toe out, and then recut and reclaim the same amount that's already been distilled. And that would be an endless supply of water for them. And 30 gallons of water in an area like that is just, it's gold to them. I mean, it's life.
Greg, thanks so much for your call. Okay, Deborah, I'll put you in touch with Greg. And that's a great, great plan. As a matter of fact, in Florida, I'm sure you know this, Deborah, but even in the 1990s, in Florida, they had a water problem, and they still do. And what's happened is people from other locations moved into Florida, and they wanted lawns. And they wanted green lawns because that's what they were used to. So they planted lawns in their subdivisions, and they watered them with fresh water. Well, they pulled so much water out of the ground that the seawater surrounding Florida has encroached into the groundwater supply and contaminated it. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well. Just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now. and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Deborah Brewster's with us. And, Deborah, I was mentioning in Florida, you know, Florida is a peninsula, and it's surrounded on three sides by water. And the salt water is pressing inward toward the land, and the water in the ground is pressing outward, and it's at a static position where, or it was. And the fresh water was holding the salt water out, and, well, we pulled so much fresh water out of the ground in Florida that it left these voids, and the salt water came rushing in. Well, the salt water contaminated the fresh water and has vastly diminished the freshwater drinking supply. So what was happening in Florida back in the 1990s, and I'm sure it's still continuing, is new homes were built with two sewer pipes. One was for gray water. So if you're washing your hands or washing the dishes, that would be gray water, and that would be treated differently and be reused for watering lawns and so forth. Whereas when you flush the toilet, that would go into black pipes instead of gray pipes, and that would be treated as toxic sewage. So Florida realized that they made a huge mistake by pumping so much water out of the ground and wasting it on watering lawns and so forth. And I'm not convinced that it's just Florida. I think we've done that all over. Sprinklers are running and running. And you know, some neighborhoods require that if you don't maintain your lawn, you can be fined, which is totally ridiculous. And then we have so many people who are planting ornamental flowers and things, and of course it looks nice, but you can't eat them. So we need to be really judicious how we use water, because when I was in the university back in the 1970s, they said that, you know, in 40 years you guys are going to be facing, you know, some major problems, and they are energy, waste, you know, trash, and water. So, and here we are with all three, waste,
you know,
and trash.
Funny that you should talk about the real estate in Florida, but to take you to other parts of the country, I was looking at a golf course home in the desert out past Palm Springs, and one of the oldest and most prestigious communities there, the houses are beginning to kind of get like a sinkhole where they're sinking because the aquifer underneath them, because of watering, they have like 120 golf courses in the Coachella Valley area, and the, you know, watering of these golf courses is compromising the, you know, the underlying soils in that particular area of the country. Recently, I was looking forward to buy a property here in New Mexico, and I was looking at a golf course community here. That's what they call in the East Mountains. And I was literally shocked. Now, this particular home was not my primary residence. And just to even, like, get an older property there with about $500,000. I mean, they could get in excess of $1 million, the homes. And when I began to look into it, besides the fact I began to look at my mortality, thinking, do I really want to take another $500,000 loan on to have a golf course home? But what was the biggest deterrent besides the money was that they were actually buying their water. Like, I'm not sure what type of containment they had for it, but they were buying their water from co-ops. And I thought, oh, my God. At the lower end was $500,000 for one of these homes, and that my water source could be totally compromised. And then even to add to that, I began to get the insurance rates, but it was very high, the insurance premium, like nothing that were you could even imagine, thousands of dollars a year, thousands just to have homeowners insurance because of the drought and the fire and the lack of access to water there in those mountain areas. And so we don't think about it, but as our soils become depleted, we could go back to what they call the dirty 30s. And I think that window of time was a 10-year with the dust bowls that were occurring down in Texas. And, it's just shocking, but what if it lasts 20, 30, 60 years?
Deborah, that's a lifetime to us.
Yes. 10 years feels like a lifetime.
Deborah Brewster, thanks so much for being with us. Coming up next, Dane Wigington. We're going to talk about geoengineering. Deborah, I'm looking forward to seeing you again. Looking forward to having you visit the farm and come to the meetups. We really miss you. We miss your energy. And let us know when you're in town.
Okay, Deborah Brewster. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements with geoengineeringwatch.org.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.